Your Money with Nick Bruning from the West Australian.
Yes, yeah, go on and take the points and run for Dockers yesterday. Well done for a start before we get into the money aspect.
Well, let me tell you, I was basically writing off the entire season, but there's hope, Blackers,
Yeah, I'll tell you what, mate, the Eagles need to get a ticker. That's what they need. They need to get a ticker and get some urgency and be willing to do whatever that needs to do to win, because they certainly don't have that at the moment, and I'm getting a bit sick of it, like a lot of people, I think. Anyway.
So you were one of those ones that shot through three-quarter time? Or?
No, well, I watched it. I just couldn't believe it. My jaw was sort of down here, and I'm going, come on, you know, show us a ticker, for goodness
sake. But anyway,
sake.
For me, I had a good weekend, so let's put it that way.
Yeah,
and
good.
We're talking today about this thing called transition to retirement. Now, for those that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, this is when you get to 57, it is, as of the 1st of July. But the idea, Black, is that you can take your superannuation and put it into this thing called a transition to retirement account-based pension. The bottom line is this. You can whip out 10% of your super every year. And with some changes that came through on the 1st of July, the tax treatment changes. So where before these things paid zero tax on the earnings, if you're still at work, now there's 15% tax paid on the earnings. So the way you'll see it is a slightly reduced crediting rate. Now, we've done the numbers on this stuff, and it works out that it still stacks up if you're doing something like paying off your mortgage. So the mortgage, you know, you're paying sort of 5, 6% interest, depending on who you're with. It still works that you're better off accelerating that as quick as you can, because once people get to retirement, that's usually the first thing you do, is you take what's in the super and clean up any debts that might be there. So it still works, but, you know, less than. But once you're over 60, definitely stacks up. Does that apply to you, mate?
No, mate, I'm going to be working till the day I drop. The day I drop.
Yeah. Well, mate,
so really, I don't care about how old I've got to be to get this and get that and whatever. I'll be doing a, you know...
Still flogging it.
I'll be doing a Bob Rogers. I'll be on air at 95 if I'm still here.
Well, I think there's a few of us in that boat, but there you go. So something to take into consideration. For people that have got one set up already, just get with your advisor or your account, sit down and do the numbers and just make sure it still stacks up.
All right, mate, cool. All right, and let's not talk about the Dockers till next week.
Well, hopefully that new kid will be back kicking another form.
Stop it.
Oh, you tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details.
How was your weekend, hon? Was it okay?
It's good.
It's good.
A little bit of family, a little bit of Perth, which is always good.
Okay.
Saw Dad.
Oh, okay. No,
love
he's
Dad. He's great.
Good old Dad. He's
made
good.
Made pizza.
Oh, he made you pizza?
Yeah, what from sort the packet.
Oh.
But he thinks that he's made it homemade because he puts the cheese on top.
Dad. But that's what dads do. Love they make him. It from the packet, don't they?
He's a good egg, that one. He really is. Now, we could see some of the biggest celebrities changing their karaoke tunes to more children's songs following the latest news for this guy. There is superstition. Yes, it's all over Twitter with the news that Carpool Karaoke host James Corden and his wife are expecting their third child.
Oh, lovely.
So you could see Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star.
Do they actually have any idea of, you know, what sort of sex the baby is yet? Or no, they're just pregnant.
I think they're just pregnant.
Oh, they're just pregnant. Okay, good on them.
Okay, so the latest action film, Baby Driver, is set to take you on a wild ride. Following the release of it, and also could bring up a little bit of memories of the old iPod.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur.
One more job and I'm done.
One more job and we're straight.
Now, I don't think I need to give you this feature about what happens when you say no, how I could break your legs and kill everyone you love, because you already know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Baby. How old's the baby?
Oh, Spacey. God, gets me every time. So Baby relies on the beat of his personal soundtrack off his iPod to be the best in his game. After meeting the woman of his dreams, he sees a chance to ditch his shady lifestyle and make a clean break from Kevin Spacey. Now, online reviews say the film is packed with sociopaths and fast driving that could leave you feeling a little bit queasy.
Now, that's not bad, actually, because I think that will just about get Aaron and I along for a bit of a look.
Kevin Spacey leaves me queasy.
I was going to say, they want to black us to audition for Kevin Spacey's part. But
I had a bit of a binge on the weekend with House of Cards.
Did you?
I love Spacey.
It's so much better as a bad guy.
He's one of the best bad guys around.
Creeps me out. Always has.
I think that's the whole idea.
Okay. Next. Moving on.
but were they built by the French?
Beatles star Ringo is back in action and he's getting a bit of help with some of his friends. His new album is set for release in September, including Joe Walsh, Edgar Winter, Peter Frampton, and of course Paul McCartney.
Jeez, Ringo doesn't even actually have to appear on it. That's probably the whole the whole plan.
Key is have a birthday, turn 77, is it? And just release
Fantastic.
Another album.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds on the Southwest's Triple M.
Yes. Righto, mate.
Let's start with cycling today, Blackers. Richie Porte's Tour de France dreams have been shattered. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have seen it. And downhill section of stage 9 of the Tour. Yes, much pain.
72.5 k's an hour, hit the bitumen, and it's sort of scuppered along the track, and then Martin from Ireland's come over the top of him, and let's just hope he's okay.
Let's just hope. But he was put in the back of a van.
Yeah,
he can't be all that special.
No. He's seen better days. Hey, good news for Daniel Ricciardo though. His fifth podium finish in a row at the Austrian Grand Prix.
Yep.
Fellow place getter Sebastian Vettel finding it hard to believe that Valtteri Bottas' fast start was legal, but ultimately, Bottas was the winner, and Daniel Ricciardo's boot's becoming more sodden by the week.
I hope he gets a new pair each
People
week.
People are running away from him now when he tries to do the cheers. What a legend.
Have a guzzle of this.
That's right. Before we leave motorsport, Jamie Whincup confirming himself as one of the greatest drivers in supercars history again by equaling Craig Lowndes' record for the most career victories at the Townsville 400. So well done, Jamie.
Yep.
Blackers, Ryan Nyehaus. You heard of him before this weekend?
No.
A last-minute inclusion for a sick David Mundy when the Dockers took on the Kangaroos yesterday. Now instantly part of Dockers folklore. 4 match-winning goals from a guy who's quite simply never played forward before.
Well, let's just see what happens in the future. I mean, I've never been a fan of Mundy. I've always thought he was a bit overrated.
You thought Mundy was overrated?
Yeah.
He's a pretty good player. He's one of their best players.
Sorry, there's just something about him.
Don't like his hair. Hate blokes with hair, do you, Blackers? Is that a cheap shot? I'm taking it. Return to form for Nat Fyfe as well. He looked good, 30 possessions and a good goal from the captain as well. 4-point win, just what the doctor ordered for the Dockers. News not so good for the Eagles. Port Adelaide were dynamic as the game drew to a close. Big, big questions remain over what the Eagles have got when the pressure is on. No ticker.
They got no ticker. They're not desperate enough.
No, I can't argue with you.
I was watching that yesterday and I thought, look, Port Adelaide, they were just desperate. They were going to do anything to win that game.
I'm a glass half full kind of guy and I can't prove you wrong, mate. I will say it was good to see Darling and Lekker get 4 goals each, but they were slaughtered in the middle and lost by 32 points ultimately. Unfortunately, the South West Footy League couldn't get up on the weekend either over the Peel Cavaliers in the landmark championship Division 1 titles at Leaderville Oval. 16 points the final margin after the South West boys destroyed the Avon Football Association by 11 goals the day before. The ladies, though, continued their domination of country footy with an 82-point win over the Country All-Stars. Great news for the girls. And Peel might have gone back-to-back in Division 1, but the Colts went back-to-back in the CDH Group Country Colts Championships with South Bunbury's Sebastian Dixon kicking a goal after the siren to give the Southwest a 5-point win. So a huge result there.
There you go.